Hi, welcome back. Of course, it's Damien back with the 9to5 Google Daily, this time for January 29th, 2020. This is our super quick rundown of all of the biggest Google-related stories we've been talking about over the past 24 hours. So guess who's making another messaging app? Yes, after tons of failed attempts, Google is planning on releasing a business messaging app that unifies Gmail, Hangouts, Chat, Meet, and the plethora of Google Office packages to compete directly with Slack and Microsoft Teams. It isn't yet known how this will affect existing Google software packages and apps, but we believe it will target enterprise G Suite customers. Either way, it feels like one more app to kill in the future. Google has now made it even easier to flash the latest AOSP builds on your Pixel after unveiling the Android Flash tool. It basically allows you to install the latest open source build of Android on your Pixel phone, provided you have the Pixel 2 or newer. You do need a Windows computer with Android USB drivers installed, but it does simplify the process by allowing you to install AOSP directly from the browser. However, it's not that easy to flash back to a normal factory image, so we can't really recommend even entertaining the idea of installing on your phone unless you're happy using the Google Pixel Repair tool, which of course isn't available in all countries yet. The Moto G8 and G8 Power leaked a couple of days ago, but now the specs have come to the fore, with the mid-range duo coming with pretty familiar hardware to anyone who's seen the G8 Plus already. Inside you'll find the Snapdragon 665 chipset, between 2 and 4 gigabytes of RAM and 32 or 64 gigabytes of internal storage. The G8 will come with a 4000 mAh battery, whereas the G8 Power, taken from its name, will have a 5000 mAh cell for extended longevity. Of course, the G8 Power is the interesting device as it comes with a stylus and a Full HD Plus display. With the right pricing, it might take on the recently released Note 10 Plus Lite, albeit with far more modest specifications. It's also going to be interesting to see just what this stylus brings to the table, or if it's just going to be the kind that you can buy on Amazon right now. Case manufacturer Mouse, the company behind all of those ads you'll likely see on YouTube of people throwing around the phones with reckless abandon like they can afford to spend a few $100 on a replacement like it's no big deal. Anyway, that Mouse has released a series of its popular case lines for the Pixel 4 and Galaxy Note 10, plus a couple of other Android phones. Mouse tends to stick to iPhones, but have a great reputation, so it's great to see two of the best Android smartphones getting added to their inventory. And finally, the second generation Galaxy Foldable, aka the Galaxy Z Flip, has now leaked in official press renders, which is the highest resolution look at the clamshell device we've seen so far. It looks very much like a makeup powder box, but obviously has far more impressive tech inside. Of course, there isn't a great deal more we can learn before the official unveil in the next few weeks, and we'll be there to show you all of the core information on this new and upcoming device. Naturally, that was a super quick overview of all the top news stories of the day. For further insight, you can read all of these stories in full detail and much more over on 9to5google.com, and be sure to subscribe to the 9to5 Google Daily on Google Play, Google Podcasts, or via your favourite podcast player to get updates from Monday through Friday. For more detailed and in-depth news, be sure to subscribe to our long-form Alphabet Scoop podcast, available every Wednesday.